Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving deep into something that affects us all at some point, anxiety. Ever felt like your mind's a runaway train? You know that feeling when every little thing seems like a mountain you gotta climb? Yeah, I've been there. In fact, for a long time, anxiety was my unwelcome roommate. But guess what? I kicked it to the curb and found some serious inner peace along the way. And trust me, you can too. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Conquering anxiety isn't always easy. It takes work, dedication, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But let me tell you, the rewards are worth every single step. Here's the real deal, 5 key takeaways that helped me find my zen. First up, awareness is everything. You gotta recognize when anxiety's creeping in, like a sneaky ninja, before it takes over your whole world. Pay attention to those physical cues, the racing heart, the shallow breaths, the tightness in your chest. Once you know what to look for, you can start taking action before things spiral out of control. Think of it like an early warning system, giving you time to hit the brakes and recenter yourself. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Anxiety thrives on fear and doubt, constantly feeding us with these awful what-if scenarios that never actually happen. But here's the kicker. Those thoughts aren't facts, they're just stories our minds are telling us. Learn to question them. Ask yourself, is there real evidence to support this thought? Or is it just my anxiety playing tricks on me? Often, you'll realize that these worries are based on nothing but fear and imagination. Third, practice mindfulness like a boss. This isn't about becoming a meditating monk, though if that floats your boat, go for it. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your breath, your surroundings, your thoughts and feelings all without getting swept away by them. Simple exercises like focusing on your senses, the warmth of the sun, the smell of fresh coffee, the sound of birds singing can help ground you in the now and quiet that anxious chatter. Fourth, move your body. Exercise isn't just about sculpting a beach ball, though that's a cool bonus. It's a powerful tool for managing anxiety. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally combat stress and elevate your mood. Even a short walk, some yoga stretches, or a dance party in your living room can make a world of difference. And finally, don't underestimate the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, wired to thrive on relationships. Talking to someone you trust about what you're going through can be incredibly helpful. It reminds you that you're not alone and that there are people who care about your well-being. Plus, sometimes just venting can release a ton of pent-up tension. Now let me tell you a story. Remember how I said anxiety was my unwelcome roommate? Well, during one particularly stressful period, I felt like I was drowning in work deadlines, relationship drama, and the ever-present fear of failure. Every day was a battle against an internal storm cloud. Then, one day, I decided enough was enough. I started implementing these tips: mindfulness, exercise, talking to friends, challenging those negative thoughts, and slowly but surely, things began to change. The anxiety didn't vanish overnight, but it lost its grip on me. The key takeaway. You have the power to overcome anxiety and find your own inner peace. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep moving forward. You got this. And remember, sharing is caring. If you found this helpful, spread the love, share it with someone who might need to hear these words. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media, let's build a community of support and encouragement. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep hustling, and most importantly, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.